I'm really, really happy that now this bill, this motion has passed unanimously. That really means so much, not only to, you know, my bill, but it also sends out a wonderful signal of solidarity to the Palestinian people. I, for one, will be contacting the ambassador, the Palestinian ambassador, today. I'll be telling her that this motion has passed unanimously in Donegal. But it just sends such a wonderful, powerful message to the people of Palestine. And what they're going through at the moment is just devastating. And we have to always keep that in mind. And for me, it's never to give up on the Palestinian people.
And in terms of the government, Micheál Martin has said in the past that he does want to work with you. He does want to ensure
Absolutely,
that this does
yeah.
go through. He says there are issues in the bill at the moment that need to be addressed and that he wants yeah. to sit down with officials and get that sorted.
Yeah.
Do you accept his bona fides on that?
Yeah, I do believe that this has to be strengthened, this bill. And Micheál Martin said himself that this bill will have to be strengthened. So my bill originally I brought in was occupied territories in any occupied territory, whereas I think what Micheál Martin is going to do now is specifically go for the West Bank. But I don't know if there's any other amendments, and that's what I'll be meeting hopefully with the Department of Foreign Affairs next week to discuss.
Obviously there is an election coming up. There's going to be a long hiatus in the political process. You don't want to see this drag on and drag on. You want this done as quickly as possible.
I want this done immediately. I want this bill passed. I think I would like it done in the first month of whenever the government is formed. So I think this is absolutely vital. Whoever that government is going to be, I want it passed as soon as possible.